The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pinheiro for the win. It is no good. McCaffrey, the touchdown pass to Ayuk.
I feel like if we can just get one, and the whole momentum changes.
Flavor test. Flavor test. Watch.
Immunized.
What's the deal with Around the Horn? What's the deal with these sports arguing shows? Dressing up for Halloween? Do they know they've been dressing up as failed experts all these years? Finally, a panel you can trust. From the Red Zone Channel, Scott Hansen.
Thank you, Jerry. As you see in this quintuple box, we're minutes away from kickoff in Green Bay, New York, and Flavortown. 7 hours of commercial-free football is coming right now.
From a loss last night in Buffalo, back home in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers.
No, I said X-lax, not relax. E-X-L-A-X, when you do the ayahuasca in the stomach and the
Guy Fieri in Flavortown.
And the stuff.
Sorry, my man, Aaron. No title town today. Everybody's right. Let's all go to Flavortown. Let's go. Let's do this thing.
And from Staten Island, New York, Pete Davidson.
Hey, Jerry, you know I got this Taco Bell campaign ad. They're paying me out the wazoo, so I'm trying to get on TV as much as possible. Plus, I heard Giselle was single now, so here I am on a sports show. What's up, Giselle?
Davidson.
Double box on that.
Call me.
Aaron Rodgers, what's the deal with you? That's our first word. Four straight losses in a row consecutively and never close in Buffalo. Up is down. Black is white. Good is bad, day is night. You said after the loss yesterday, if we can just get one, then the whole momentum changes. I don't even think you believe that. Do you stand by that today? What's the deal with Aaron Rodgers?
You know, that sounds like a negative question. Sounds like
a question. It is, that's why we're here. You
honestly,
lost.
I'm not surprised.
That's negative.
I've seen the show before. I've seen Sarah Spain talk about her Bears, try to be a journalist. As far as I know, still free country mostly, and I can lose some games. Honestly, I look at the Bills and I say, that's on me, not having any good weapons or teammates I can trust. And, you know, I guess all I could do is look ahead to Detroit. Things are always better in Detroit. We just need the one and everything changes. And sometimes when I get down, you know, I go into a tent, I whip up special things, and I talk to my Lions. And my Lions, honestly, my Lions are telling me, you're the MVP. Blame Romeo Dobbs. You're the MVP.
Hey, Jerry,
and everything's
Jerry,
okay.
Can Aaron move away? Can we go to Buffalo? Can we call
yes.
up the Buffalo game, please?
Thank you, Red
You guys got to see what happened here. This catch by Romeo Dobbs, unreal. It was a slog for Aaron Rodgers. Good luck blaming your receivers now, buddy. Can we get back to the four box, though? Guys, the four box. We've never seen Aaron Rodgers like this. One of the game's greats, but wouldn't want to be him right now. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, last night, six passes broken up. That's actually more breakups than Pete Davidson had last year.
Right, the red zone guy, the zone isn't red behind you. It's black and gray. What's
cool,
the deal with that? Pete Davidson, would you like to pick up the pieces of your relationship crises that we just heard about?
Not cool, man. I will say this, buddy. Aaron, about the only difference between me and you these days is I embarrassed myself on national TV one night earlier than you. That was terrible. And look, there's a few things I'm good at, okay? Being on SNL for a little bit at a time, being kind of ugly, and dating people out of my league, okay? I know ugly football when I see it, and that is ugly. You see the other guy? The other guy that you're playing against, Josh Allen? He's the real deal, okay? You, sir, out of your league. Trust me. I know.
Davidson.
Guy Fieri, please.
Holy moly guacamole. Let me try to pick up my man Aaron over there. I always say, if you're cooking and you're not making mistakes, You're not playing outside your safety zone. You got to let it rip, Aaron. Take the boys over to Frank's Diner in Kenosha. Get you a corned beef garbage plate and just let it fly, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, the Packers aren't that far off. Somebody's going to be a wild card team with not a very good record in the NFC. It might as well be my man, Aaron.
Aaron, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. You look like a pirate. You don't want to be a pirate. You want to be a Packer. Be a Pac-Man. You got killed by the Bills yesterday. Here, Stephon Diggs. Hello.
And move on, Jerry, we will. Every touchdown from every game, let's go to our Christian McCaffrey touchdown montage here. Throwing the first one, catching a second one, and to the delight of fantasy managers everywhere, and let me take this moment to say, we love you, fantasy managers, and a tip of the hat to you fantasy football commissioners, too. We couldn't do this great game without you. Christian McCaffrey running in number three. He's our Fan Kings Draft Duel Player of the Week. And again, the first player since 2005. That's 17 years ago to pass, catch, and run for a touchdown. The last one, my colleague, LaDainian Tomlinson.
All right, red zone guy. I mean, how great is red zone guy? Guy Fieri, you're a guy. You're not red zone guy, but you're a guy. Is Christian McCaffrey?
I am a guy. And what a guy McCaffrey was. Mm-hmm. Come on, McCaffrey, he was like the casino dealer at blackjack dealer at Flavortown Casino. All the odds are on his side. He's running for touchdowns, passing for touchdowns, catching a touchdown. But let me say this, halfback pass, that's no recipe for success. That's kind of a one-time thing. He needs to take the boys over to Grubsteak Diner in San Francisco, get some Super Johnny Burgers. That'll set everybody straight.
Aaron Rodgers, what's the deal with the Niners and Rams? Is this another I own you situation?
Well, I will always own the Niners. They will always regret not drafting me, but it's not too late for a trade. It's working out for McCaffrey. Pretty nice for Matthew Stafford to get a cush job with the Rams and win the Super Bowl despite throwing two interceptions. So, I don't know. Trade for me. It's not too late. It's not my fault. My team sucks. I blame Randall Cobb.
Pete Davidson.
Have you seen this guy? He might be the only professional athlete who's hotter than any of my exes. Of course they look better with him. Okay, look, CMC, I think I kind of wanted them to trade him to the Knicks when the Panthers were getting rid of him, but, you know, couldn't be any worse than Kemba Walker, right? But, yeah, look, I think he can definitely make it to the conference championship, probably be a Super Bowl winning team. CMC, if you make it to the Super Bowl, how about we go together? What's up?
No Knicks! Pete Davidson, no Knicks!
I'll take it from here, Seinfeld. Relax, serenity now. Yesterday, during the early witching hour, a Falcons win becoming a Panthers win with this deep pass to DJ Moore, but then a Panthers win turning into a Panthers loss when he took his helmet off. What are you doing, DJ Moore? Eddie Pinheiro missed the extra long PAT and then in overtime missed a short field goal, so back to a Falcons win. And you saw it all live on the Red Zone channel.
DJ Moore? How about DJ Less? Pete Davidson, I go to you for unsportsmanlike conduct. What's the deal with unsportsmanlike conduct?
Question. How high do I have to be to understand the scoring on this show? I don't know. Anyway, DJ Moore, talk about a fall from grace. Look, I understand the idea of wanting to celebrate if you win a football game, but me, I'd do the opposite. Like, I don't want anybody seeing my face. Like, if I won a football game, I'd turn the face hole to the back so nobody could see me. I don't really understand this guy.
Guy Fieri.
You know, I hated this. They should have been celebrating in Carolina over at Pinky's West Side Diner, getting into some corn dog shrimp or maybe that Asian pork burger there. Oh, man. That's great. What did you put in this?
Look at those
rings. Let me tell you about that rule,
though.
That helmet rule. Let me tell you about that helmet rule. It's like lighter fluid. Nobody needs it. Doesn't help anything. Get rid of it. No good.
Liberace's got nothing on the rings on Guy Fieri. You're a guy, Guy.
He's awfully good.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, typical, right? Wide receiver, your quarterback throws a dime. Your quarterback saves the day. Your quarterback's Hail Mary is everything. And the wide receiver ruins everything. You're throwing your helmet. You're getting in the way. My team sucks. I blame Sammy Watkins.
And red zone, Scott Hansen.
Might I remind you, Jerry, this is the witching hour. Wins become losses and losses become wins. And Guy Fieri digests all the food he ate at the diner. But all right, Jerry, let's take a look at this Octobox here. Give me an Octobox.
No Octobox. No Octobox.
Why not? Why no Octobox?
Don't you need... There it is. It's just too much. It's a show about nothing. It's a show about everything. Don't you need a bathroom break?
Oh, good.
Scott Hansen?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yes, I do, actually.
What is happening on this show?
Ew.
Oh, no. Ew. We need a break. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
MVP runner-up.
Don't be a jizzhead, Tony.
I'll show you who's the real king of the game.
Tony, I've been an underdog my whole life.
From the studios of WFAN.
We're going to ride this thing till we can't no more.
Did you get that sweater dress from David?
Also at Wawa. I've heard talk about the hoagies.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
What's the deal with buy or sell? You never buy, you never sell, you never keep anything, not even your dignity. You beg, you borrow, you steal, but you never pick. No picks! No picks for the World Series, which is not the whole world, I might add, just America and Canada and the Caribbean. So, game one, a comeback for Philadelphia. I wasn't impressed as a Real, I was impressed as a Muto. Game two, a Framber, master of his domain, but also touching himself like that. And the bat of Martin Maldonado, illegal. Pete Davidson, what's the deal with this World Series?
How's that voice holding up there for
it's
you,
okay, Jerry? It's
look,
okay, Jack.
Look, I'm not a big fan of cheating, all right? Look, not a big fan of cheating. I mean, could you imagine if I would have cheated on Ariana Grande or Kim Kardashian? Like, you would have had to bang on a trash can just to find me, okay? But seriously, I don't like cheating. But I am a fan of stealing, and tonight, steal a base, steal a taco. If any player in the World Series steals a base, you win a free taco from Taco Bell. I call this, by the way, an Oppo Taco.
Davidson. Don't you know there's more to life than just making pithy observations? Guy Fieri, how about you?
Let me say this about the Astros. A guy has something sticky on him, and that's a violation? Consider me a serial cheater, then. They got some great barbecue down in Texas. That's probably what Valdez was doing. Man, how long do you slow cook this stuff? It's great. Well, let me say this. What about the guy with the bat, Maldonado? If he was 2 years older, it's a legal bat. How come they can have guys playing a certain number of years, they can use this bat and not that bat? It's stupid. Astros aren't cheating. I'm eating.
Aaron Rodgers.
Not surprised the officials didn't get this. It's like Monday Night Football against the Seahawks with the replacement officials. And to be honest with you, I thought I was over that a long time ago. And here we come again. And this is why I come to my tent. This is why I come to Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, to the woods, to find the unconditional love that ayahuasca brings you. Because in the end, it's not about 14-3. It's not about 15-2. It could be 3-14, and the love would still be there.
No, Aaron Rodgers, right? I don't believe you.
Right?
No, you're still a competitor. You're not. You're supposed to be intense, not intense. Scott Hansen, red zone guy, please.
Hey. Jerry, I don't think this is MLB Extra Innings. This is the Red Zone channel where you get 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Yes, of course, but we all know that. You can say that.
Right, but on the Red Zone channel, we don't show punts, so I won't punt on this question. And what I'll tell you is this. They say cheaters never prosper. Well, except if you go back to the 2015 New England Patriots after Deflategate, they did defeat Mina Kimes' Seattle Seahawks, despite the fact Russell Wilson had a worse situation than maybe he had against Tyler Lockett, which we'll get to in a little bit. But nonetheless, because of cheaters actually prospering in sports, I'm going to pick the Astros.
You've got the
Astros. And let's go.
Okay,
and,
that's
yes,
a pick.
And let's go.
Finally a pick.
All right. There you go. A pick for buy or sell. Now, off to the Pacific Northwest. Speaking of Russell Wilson, and with respect to Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, the best 12s we know are in Seattle. Geno Smith, a short touchdown, a long touchdown. These are not your Russell Wilson Seahawks. As I mentioned, Tyler Lockett said he wasn't talking about Wilson when he said how he loved how no one person on this team needed credit. Sounds like shade to me.
How much do I love having this guy here, by the way? Most panelists know how to give the takes. They don't know how to read the scripts. You can do both. Thank you very much. Guy Fieri, indigestion or chesty Seahawks team? What's the deal with the Seahawks?
I think they got a right to be chesty, but Lockett didn't mean anything by that. Don't give me half a recipe. Don't tell me you got a spicy meatloaf sandwich and leave out the cayenne pepper. Don't give me half a quote from Tyler Lockett and then leave out the part that says this is something his high school basketball coach told him 10 years ago. Everything's fine in Seattle. They're good.
Pete Davidson.
As someone who had a very public breakup with Ariana Grande, I know a thing or two about mixed messages in the media, okay? And I'm just going to say what Tyler Lockett was afraid to say. Nobody likes a Subway guy, okay? It's all about Taco Bell. Who goes at 4 in the morning and says, hey, I want to eat at Subway? No, they always want to go to Taco Bell. Come on.
Aaron Rodgers.
Synergy is bad. Synergy is bad. We're blaming quarterbacks. We're talking about quarterbacks who look like empty, soulless husks of their former Super Bowl winning selves. The energy is bad. I need to sage the room. I need to return to the tent and the ayahuasca and the feeling of hundreds of different hands all over me, imparting wisdom and gratitude for life.
What are we doing here? Are we even men? Ah, Aaron Rodgers, what has happened to you? Scott Hansen.
What I'll tell you this, Jerry, is that Geno Smith is the greatest redemption story we've had in the National Football League all season long. And we've seen multiple times, whether it's a quad box or a double box or even in the octo box, that he is able to accomplish the feats that Pete Carroll needs. Pete Carroll, also a much better coach than people have given credit for. He has got this team committed and playing the way that the Seattle Seahawks are used to playing. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a red zone update here, by the way. While we're focused on Seattle, this just happened in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins and the Vikings went for five. Yes, calling it five. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Five red zone touchdowns. This is a red zone content king, this Kirk Cousins. But it wasn't as easy as it looked. It never is for the Vikings. They survived a late Kyler Murray push and ran their record to 6-1. Who would have thought? Well, I'll tell you this. Much like I'm quoting the great Lizzo, who has a man in the minute with the Minnesota Vikings, the truth hurts because I don't think the Vikings are as good as their 6-1 record.
Aaron Rodgers, what's the deal with the Vikings?
I would like to know how many of those wins were in primetime. But again, I center myself to talk to you, Pat, every week like I do about a book. And this week's book is the Book of Awakening. And I'd like to read a quick passage. Burning your way to center is the loneliest fire of all. You'll know you have arrived when there's nothing else left to burn.
That sounds like it's a book about nothing. That's what that said. Guy Fieri.
What is he talking about?
I think I know why the Packers haven't won a Super Bowl in 11 years. Let me say this, though, about the Vikings. And I don't mean disrespect to the people in Minnesota. I don't want to get my protein from ice fishing. I don't go to Minnesota looking for Super Bowl teams. They're good. They're not great.
Keith Davidson, please.
This is a conference championship team, but I shouldn't be the expert on good teams. I'm a Knicks fan. The last time the Knicks made a conference championship team, Tim Meadows was still
why with the Knicks? No Knicks!
I don't know anything about
big Nick energy from Pete Davidson. No Knicks, no! And no eliminations either! Everyone to showdown! Everyone, roll the tape of my favorite costume from this Halloween!
The best part about this team is that we take care of each other. Defensively, that's all we can accomplish.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc., a tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
What's the deal with Showdown? You've got a show, it goes down, and then you tell us it's Showdown. We already know that. If there's a viewer that can take your presence for more than 27 consecutive minutes, you should hang on to them like grim cancellation, which is not far off, I should add. Showdown time, Scott Hansen. The Los Angeles basketball team is underwater. They're the Lakers. They're celebrating their first win like hams. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It was their first win with hams. Scott, what's the deal with the Lakers?
You know, Jerry, depending on the temperature of the water, that can cause shrinkage. You know, something you're pretty familiar with.
Yes, I have a friend, Aaron Rodgers.
I remember winning. That's why I wore this, for the hope of before the season, when everything was fresh and I was growing out my hair to cosplay Nicolas Cage instead of establishing
a rapport. I don't want water on my ham. I want a nice brown sugar glaze. That's how you do it. Then you slice it real thin.
And Pete?
That's the way to do ham.
At Taco Bell, we don't water our ham, but we do mix oats in with the beef for some reason. It's delicious for me.
Davidson.
All right, Jerry, I'm jumping in here. We leave you, as always, as we do, with one more look at every touchdown from every Cowboys game this week. A lot of Tony Pollard.
Exactly, Scott, with Zeke out, Pollard, 131-3. And now I'm going to say one thing. Today's champion, Scott Hansen, please take it.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it here for winning on Around the Horn. It's the second best show after the NFL Red Zone. But let me take a look at my cohorts here. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, what happened to you? You used to always be on the Red Zone channel.
I own you.
Roasted. And Pete Davidson, what are you doing at the SNL studio? You don't even work there anymore. Boom, roasted. And then Guy Fieri, I can't eat at any of your restaurants because I can't go to the bathroom for 7 hours. Speaking of which, I got to go.
That's tough.
Again, here we go again. All right. We did it. We broke the tape. All right. Israel Gutierrez, like always, incredible. Tim Kalishaw, Sarah Spain. George Sedano, come back. Let's see that mug here. Scott Hansen,
in my dressing
the Red
room.
Zone channel was incredible. This is the first time I've ever worn a Mets hat in my life, by the way. First time I've ever worn a Mets hat.
Oh no! Low flow shower! Oh no! Oh no! Low flow shower! From all of us here at Around the Horn, happy Horn-a-ween! Yes, we did it! We did it! I'm wearing white pants! You see what I did for you?